Hey, lovely human, pay attention. It's snippet time. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you put down the bottle and pick up conscious, happy living. I'm Becca Jacobson, and if you're new around here, welcome to Snippet Land. Welcome. Honestly, your life will never be the same if you're a 40-plus woman struggling with alcohol who's got everything else together but the alcohol. That's what we do here in Snippet Land. Today, I'm going to talk more about self-love, more about self-disgust. And by more, I mean because we talked about this a couple weeks ago. But you know what? It's huge. It's a massive topic. And I know that many of you struggle with this. So today, specifically, I'm going to answer the question, what if I'm just not ready for self-love? I know it's important. Okay, Becca, you know, it got me convinced that I got to give myself a break, but I'm just, what do I do if I'm not ready for that? I mean, just the thought of it gives you the willies. Let's talk about that because there's a lot of this going on out there. And since it is so important to our health, our emotional health, our lives, let's figure out how we can get the ball rolling for those of you who are really stuck on this. But first, let's revisit, why does this matter? Why is it important that we love ourselves? I mean, think about it. We can make a decision to forgive others, people from our past. We work hard on that. You know, the people that I work with are quite willing to get open up their hearts and look at forgiveness and give others a break. But it's often, especially for women, difficult to forgive ourselves, especially when we think about raising our kids or we think about relationships or we think about things that we've done that are supposed to be shameful for women. There are things that men can get away with that women just aren't supposed to do. And if you've read my book, you know that I got myself in that category, right? For those of you who don't know, the title of my book is Prostitute to Professor. So, you know, you're preaching. If there's one thing I know about, it's this. It's self-disgust. In fact, one of the reasons I drank for so long was to try and drown out how badly I disliked myself. Okay, why should we care? Why should we make the effort to like ourselves? I'll tell you why. Believe it or not, that whatever you feel about yourself, whether you think you're putting it out into the world or not, you are, and it will come back to you. What this means is that if you don't like yourself, it's going to be really hard for others to really truly like you or love you. If we don't feel good about ourselves, it's hard for others to feel good about us. Now, we might not see this sort of on the surface level, but if you want to be a life that's well-rounded, full of love, full of friendship, especially in the future as you're building your beautiful, sober life, and you're not liking yourself, it's going to be really hard to attract loving, kind, friendly people into your realm. Because we feel the energy of other people. And the energy you're putting out is energy of, I don't like myself energy, right? Okay, but again, the question today is, I'm not ready, Becca, what do I do? Fair enough, fair enough. I got the answer for you. It's very simple. Very, very simple. Go back to the beginning. Let's back up, back up, back up, slow down and back up here. And for those of you in this position, then it's not a question of how do I love myself? It's how do I decide that I'm even willing to try? So I want you to go back as far as you need to go. Maybe you have to go back to, I'm willing to be willing to try, right? Maybe you have to back up even further to, I'm not willing, but I will think about the possibility of becoming willing. Do you see what I mean? We have to make a decision that we're going to do this. So it's a decision. I'm going to learn how to like myself. So that is where you can start. Okay, I am going to see if I can muster up the energy or the willpower or the willingness to decide to try to grow some self-like. Okay, that's a beginning. And it's a valid beginning. And it is a worthwhile beginning. And it's a good beginning. So you can start asking yourself, instead of how can I like myself, how can I forgive myself, how can I, heaven forbid, love myself, how can I decide that I'm going to try and work on this rather than avoid it. So that would be a really good start. If you are stuck at, I'm not even willing to go there. Like, I don't want to talk about it. I can't imagine it. Then just start at, okay, I need to work on making a decision to like myself. And that's a decision that is before you even start liking yourself. Do you see the difference? So it's not like I'm not asking you to start liking yourself. I'm asking you to get to the decision point where you're like, okay, all right, okay, yeah, okay. I'm going to decide that it's going to be an important thing in my life that I learn how to do this. So I will get to the point of deciding to start. You're not starting, you're deciding. I'm trying to be super gentle here, right? It's so important that we get there, that it's really worth it to do whatever you have to do to get yourself there. And so just backing right up to the point of, I'll work on willingness, right? You know, you can pray for willingness to be willing, willingness to be willing to be willing. And while you're doing that, I want you to spend time learning and understanding why it's so important. Now, I just talked about that, but you know, 3 minutes from me might not be enough. So I want you to go out and find information on it. Find out why it's so important. You'll find out that I'm right. You'll find out that you're not going to have a full, robust, well-rounded life if you don't like yourself. But that's okay if you don't, you know, I don't expect you to just believe me. Look it up. Go Google it. Why should I love myself? Read up on it. Read what the psychologists are saying about it. Find a book on the subject. Educate yourself on why this is so important. Get it into your consciousness that oh my goodness, this really is important. This isn't just, you know, a fluffy extra icing on top of my sobriety. This is really important. And if you don't know that or don't believe that, then that's another place you can start. While you're working up, you know, mustering up the courage to even get the energy to be willing to do it, willing to be willing to be willing, you can be educating yourself. And if you're not willing to do that, then you're going to have to ask for the willingness to be willing to read a book on the subject, for crying out loud. Right? But if you were to spend a week or two finding out why this is so important, it would change your mind. I'm guessing that it would be enough for you to go, okay, this matters. What you're going to find out that you're not actually even necessarily doing it for yourself. Your own children are going to suffer if you don't like yourself. This is so true. My mom didn't like herself, and it really bugged me. I'm not lovable, she would say. And then I would have to sit there and go, yes, you are. I love you. You're lovable. But it drove me nuts. That's another thing. Okay, let me just stop here because hold on a second. If you're doing that, you need to stop today. If you don't like yourself, that's one thing. But if you're using it to blackmail people into telling you how wonderful you are, that's a whole nother episode. I hope you just saw the difference here. That is actually another episode. I'm not going to go too deep on that, but let me just say that if you're doing that, it really needs to stop now. Because what my mom was doing was blackmailing me. And again, I'm not going to go there because it's too deep. We're going to do a snippet on that. But let's just start. Let's just assume you're not doing that. You're not using it as emotional blackmail. And instead, you're just struggling to like yourself, which is very common. Then find out the effect that's having on others, whether you're saying anything about it or not. So let's just assume you're not. You're not walking around saying to people or friends or anybody, I really don't like myself. First of all, they're going to know. It's impossible to hide because of the way you talk about yourself. It just comes out, right? So that would be a great place to start. If you're like, oh, how do I get to this? How do I get there? Start by educating yourself. Find out why it matters, the effect it's having on you, your life, others, your future. And while you're doing that, pray for the willingness to be willing. Pray for the willingness to make a decision to get to work on it. And that, my dears, is your snippet for today and what to do if you don't feel worthy of self-love and if you don't feel like you're even ready to take it on. Now you know what you can do instead. Couple of steps for you to take there, couple of options that will get you going. And I want this for you. I really do, because it just makes all the difference in the world. You know, a few minutes ago, I mentioned my book, and I want you to know that my past made it very difficult for me to accept and love myself, but I've done it, and it is so worth it. Nothing I've done in the past even frickin' matters anymore. And I was there. I'm telling you, I did it. One of the most powerful ways we can improve in any area of our lives is through journaling. We hear this a lot, right? We should be journaling. I also hear a lot from women that they struggle with journaling. They're not quite sure what to write, or they don't feel like they're doing it right. Well, for starters, there's really no right or wrong way to do it, but there are ways that are more effective. And that's why I created for you a journaling guide, and you can access it today by just tapping the link in the show notes, and we'll send that guide right over to you along with other resources, including a breathing guide to help you keep that nervous system toned in times of trigger and when you're not triggered. Learning how to breathe is helpful in all areas of life. So today's a great day to tap that link and get some of the resources I've created just for women like you, over 40, struggling with alcohol, here in Snippet Land. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.